said Toué. I think it's coming from the pyramid. Well, you can put your ear against it if you like, but I'm not going to. The scaffolding swayed in the storm as they eased their way up another ladder, the heavy capstan rocking between them. I said we shouldn't do it, muttered the accountant as the stone slid gently onto his toes. We shouldn't have built this. Just shut up and lift your end, will you? And so, one rocking ladder after another, the brothers Pataclusp eased their bickering way up the flanks of the Great Pyramid, while the lesser tombs along the Djel fired one after another and the sky streamed with lines of sizzling time. It was around about this point that the greatest mathematician in the world, lying in cosy flatulence in his stall below the palace, realised that something very wrong was happening to numbers, all the numbers. The camel looked along its nose at Tepic. Its expression made it clear that of all the riders in all the world, it would least like to ride it. He was right at the top of the list. However, camels look like that at everyone. Camels have a very democratic approach to the human race. They hate every member of it, without making any distinction for rank or creed. This one appeared to be chewing soap. Tepic looked distractedly down the shadowy length of the royal stables, which had once contained 100 camels. He'd have given the world for a horse and a moderately sized continent for a pony, but the stables now held only a handful of rotting war chariots, relics of past glories, an elderly elephant whose presence was a bit of a mystery, and this camel. It looked an extremely inefficient animal. It was going threadbare at the knees. "Well, this is it," he said to Petracci. "I don't dare try the river during the night. I could try and get you over the border."
"Is that saddle on right?" said Petracci. "It looks awfully funny."
"It's on an awfully odd creature," said Tepic. "How do we climb onto it?"
"I've seen the camel drivers at work," she replied. "I think they just hit them very hard with a big stick."
The camel knelt down and gave her a smug look. Tepic shrugged, pulled open the doors to the outside world, and stared into the face of 5 guards. He backed away. They advanced. 3 of them were holding the heavy Djel bows, which could propel an arrow through a door or turn a charging hippo into 3 tons of mobile kebab. The guards had never had to fire them at a fellow human, but looked as though they were prepared to entertain the idea. The guard captain tapped one of the men on the shoulder and said,
"Go and inform the High Priest."
He glared at Tepic.
"Throw down all your weapons," he said.
"What, all of them?"
"Yes, all of them."
It may take some time," said Tepic cautiously.
"And keep your hands where I can see them," the captain added.
"We could be up against a real impasse here," Tepic ventured.
He looked from one guard to another. He knew a variety of methods of unarmed combat, but they all rather relied on the opponent not being about to fire an arrow straight through you as soon as you moved. But he could probably dive sideways, and once he had the cover of the camel stalls, he could bide his time. And that would leave Petracci exposed. Besides, he could hardly go around fighting his own guards. That wasn't acceptable behaviour, even for a king. There was a movement behind the guards, and Dios drifted into view, as silent and inevitable as an eclipse of the moon. He was holding a lighted torch, which reflected wild highlights on his bald head.
"Ah," he said, "the miscreants are captured. Well done."
He nodded to the captain.
"Throw them to the crocodiles."
"Dios," said Tepic, as 2 of the guards lowered their bows and bore down on him.
"Did you speak?" "You know who I am, man. Don't be silly."
The High Priest raised the torch.
"You have the advantage of me, boy," he said, metaphorically speaking. "This is not funny," said Tepic. "I order you to tell them who I am." "As you wish." "This assassin," said Dios, and the voice had the cut and sear of a thermic lance, "has killed the king."
"I am the king, dammit," said Tepic. "How could I kill myself?"
"We are not stupid," said Dios. "These men know the king does not skulk the palace at night or consort with condemned criminals. All that remains for us to find out is how you disposed of the body."
his eyes fixed on Tepic's face, and Tepic realized that the High Priest was indeed truly mad. It was the rare kind of madness caused